Understanding Special Needs Education. Written by Dr. Soibe Godwin Clark. A friendly guide for everyone. Table of Content. Introduction. What are special needs? The role of teachers in special needs education. The role of parents in special needs education. Understanding dyslexia. Tools and strategies for dyslexia. Building an inclusive environment. Success stories. Resources. Next steps. Final thoughts. Introduction. Hey there. Welcome to Understanding Special Needs Education. Whether you're a teacher, a parent, or someone with dyslexia or any other special need, this guide is for you. Special needs education isn't just about helping people, it's about creating a world where everyone can thrive, learn, and be themselves. This ebook is written in a casual, easy-to-read style, with dyslexia-friendly fonts and formatting in mind. So, get comfy, and let's begin. What are special needs? First things first, what do we mean by special needs? Special needs refers to any condition that makes learning, communication, or physical activities more challenging. This could include learning differences like dyslexia or ADHD, physical disabilities like cerebral palsy or visual impairments, developmental conditions like autism. But here's the thing, having a special need doesn't mean someone is less than or something is wrong. It just means they learn or experience the world differently. And that difference can be awesome. The role of teachers. Teachers, you're the superheroes of special needs education. Your job isn't just to teach, it's to create a classroom where every student feels welcome and supported. Here are a few tips. Be flexible. Not every student learns the same way. Mix it up with visuals, hands-on activities, and group work. Celebrate strengths. A student with dyslexia might struggle with reading but excel in creative problem-solving. Focus on what they do well. Ask for help. You're not alone. Work with parents, specialists, and the students themselves to find what works best. The role of parents. Parents, you're the ultimate cheerleaders for your kids. Your support at home can make a huge difference. Here's how you can help. Be an advocate. If your child needs extra support at school, speak up. You know them best. Create a safe space. Let your child know it's okay to struggle and ask for help. Celebrate progress. Small wins are still wins. Did your child read a sentence without stumbling? That's a victory. Understanding dyslexia. Let's talk about dyslexia because it's more common than you might think. Dyslexia is a learning difference that affects reading, writing, and spelling. But it's not about intelligence. In fact, many people with dyslexia are incredibly creative, out-of-the-box thinkers. Here's what dyslexia is not. A sign of laziness. Something you can outgrow. A barrier to success. Hello, Steven Spielberg and Richard Branson. Tools and strategies for dyslexia. If you or someone you know has dyslexia, there are tons of tools and strategies to make life easier. Here are some favorites. 1. Assistive technology. Text-to-speech apps. Tools like Natural Reader or Coursewhile 3000 can read text aloud, making reading less stressful. Audiobooks. Platforms like Audible or Learning Ally are lifesavers for book lovers with dyslexia. Speech-to-text software. Struggling with writing. Try tools like Dragon Naturally Speaking to speak your thoughts instead. 2. Reading and writing tips. Use dyslexia-friendly fonts. Fonts like Open Dyslexic or Arial are easier to read. Take it bit by bit. Instead of tackling a whole page, focus on one paragraph or even one sentence at a time. Color coding. Highlighting or using colored overlays can reduce visual stress. Remember, it's all about finding what works for you. Try different things and don't be afraid to ask for help. Building an inclusive environment. Inclusion is a mindset. Inclusion is more than just having students with special needs in the same classroom as everyone else. It's about making sure they feel like they belong. Here's how we can create spaces where everyone feels included and valued. What inclusion looks like. Equal opportunities. Everyone gets a chance to participate, learn, and grow. Respect. Differences are celebrated, not ignored. Support. Teachers, parents, and peers work together to help everyone succeed. Why it matters. Inclusion isn't just good for students with special needs, it's good for everyone. It teaches empathy, teamwork, and problem-solving skills. Plus, it prepares students for a diverse world. What can we do? For schools. Train teachers. Provide professional development on special needs education. Encourage peer support. Pair students with buddies to foster friendships and understanding. Adapt materials. Use large print, audio, or braille for students who need it. For communities. Host awareness events. Teach others about special needs and how to be supportive. Celebrate diversity. Highlight the unique strengths of individuals with special needs. For everyone. Practice empathy. Take a moment to understand someone else's perspective. Be patient. Learning and communication might take longer, but it's worth the wait. Fun activities for inclusive learning. Learning doesn't have to be boring. There are some activities that may work for everyone. 1. Storytelling circles. Everyone takes turns to add to and build up a story. This encourages creativity and teamwork. 2. Hands-on science experiments. Activities like building volcanoes or growing plants are great for visual and tactile learners. 3. Art projects. Let students express themselves through drawing, painting, or sculpture. 4. Group games. Games like charades or Pictionary are fun and help build social skills. Tips for teachers in inclusive classrooms. Teachers, you're doing amazing work. Here are some tips to make your classroom even more inclusive. 1. Get to know your students. Learn about their strengths, challenges, and interests. 2. Use Universal Design for Learning, UDL. UDL is a framework that helps you create lessons that work for all learners. 3. Be flexible. If something isn't working, try a different approach. 4. Collaborate. Work with parents, specialists, and other teachers to support your students. The role of peers in inclusion. Peers can play a huge role in creating an inclusive environment. Here's how. 1. Buddy systems. Pair students with special needs with a peer buddy for support and friendship. 2. Group projects. Encourage collaboration in group activities to foster teamwork and understanding. 3. Peer mentoring. Older students can mentor younger ones, creating a culture of support. 4. Awareness campaigns. Teach all students about special needs to reduce stigma and promote empathy. Common myths about special needs. Let's bust some myths. Here are a few misconceptions about special needs and the truth behind them. Myth 1. People with special needs can't succeed. Truth. Many people with special needs have achieved incredible things. It's all about finding the right support and tools. Myth 2. Special needs are always visible. Truth. Some special needs, like dyslexia or ADHD, aren't obvious at first glance. That's why it's important to listen and understand. Myth 3. Special needs education is too expensive. Truth. While resources are needed, the long-term benefits, like happier, more successful students, are worth it. How to talk about special needs? Talking about special needs can be tricky, but it doesn't have to be. Here are some tips. Do. Use person-first language, for example, a student with dyslexia instead of a dyslexic student. Ask questions and listen without judgment. Focus on strengths, not just challenges. Don't. Use outdated or offensive terms, for example, handicapped or slow. Assume you know what someone needs, ask instead. Make it a big deal. Special needs are just one part of who someone is. Tips for parents of children with special needs. Parenting a child with special needs can be challenging, but you're not alone. Here are some tips to make life easier. 1. Build a support network. Connect with other parents, join support groups, or talk to a counselor. 2. Focus on strengths. What does your child love to do? Encourage those interests and talents. 3. Take care of yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for self-care, even if it's just a few minutes a day. 4. Celebrate small wins. Did your child try something new? That's a win. Celebrate every step forward. How technology is changing special needs education. Technology is a game changer for special needs education. Here are some cool tools. 1. Virtual reality, VR. VR can create immersive learning experiences for students with autism or sensory processing issues. 2. Apps for communication. Apps like Proloquo to go help nonverbal students communicate. 3. Online learning platforms. Some platforms like Khan Academy offer personalized learning for students with special needs. 4. Wearable tech. Devices like smart glasses can help students with visual impairments navigate the world. How to handle challenges. Let's be real, special needs education can be tough at times. Here's how to handle challenges. For teachers, stay flexible. If a strategy isn't working, try something new. Ask for help. Collaborate with specialists, parents, and other teachers. Take breaks. Burnout is real. Make time for self-care. For parents, be patient. Progress might be slow, but it's still progress. Celebrate small wins. Every step forward is worth celebrating. Seek support. Connect with other parents or join a support group. For individuals, be kind to yourself. It's okay to struggle. You're doing your best. Ask for help. Whether it's a teacher, friend, or family member, don't be afraid to reach out. The importance of self-advocacy. If you have a special need, learning to advocate for yourself is key. Here's how. 1. Know your rights. Familiarize yourself with laws like the Nigerian Disabilities Act, ask someone to read and explain it, where necessary. 2. Speak up. If something isn't working for you, say so. You have a right to be heard and deserve to be heard. Do not suffer in silence. 3. Find people with similar experiences. Connect with others who share your experiences. They can offer support and advice. 4. Celebrate your strengths. You're more than your challenges. Focus on what makes you unique. How to be an ally. Want to support someone with special needs? Here's how. 1. Listen. Sometimes, the best thing you can do is listen without judgment. 2. Educate yourself. Learn about different special needs and how they affect people. 3. Be patient. Everyone learns and communicates at their own pace. 4. Stand up. If you see someone being treated unfairly, speak up. The power of positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is a game changer in special needs education. It's all about rewarding good behavior or effort to encourage more of it. How to use it? Be specific. Instead of saying good job, say, great work finishing your math problems. Use rewards. Stickers, extra playtime, or a high five can go a long way. Celebrate effort. Even if the result isn't perfect, praise the effort. Why it works? Positive reinforcement builds confidence and motivation. It shows students that their hard work is noticed and valued. The future of special needs education. The future is bright. Here are some trends to watch. 1. Personalized learning. Technology is making it easier to tailor education to each student's needs. 2. Increased awareness. More people are learning about special needs, reducing stigma and increasing support. 3. Better training for teachers. Schools are investing in training to help teachers support diverse learners. 4. Inclusive technology. From apps to VR, technology is making education more accessible than ever. Success stories. Let's get inspired. Here are a few people who turned their challenges into strengths. 1. Steven Spielberg. The legendary filmmaker struggled with dyslexia as a child. He was even bullied for it. But look at him now, he's one of the most successful directors in history. 2. Whoopi Goldberg. The actress and comedian has dyslexia but didn't let it stop her from achieving her dreams. She's proof that creativity and determination can take you far. 3. Damon John. The Shark Tank star and entrepreneur has dyslexia. He credits his success to thinking outside the box and embracing his unique way of learning. These stories remind us that special needs don't define you, they're just one part of who you are. Wrapping up. Hey, we've covered a lot, but here's the big takeaway. Special needs education is about understanding, inclusion, and empowerment. Whether you're a teacher, a parent, or someone with dyslexia, you have the power to make a difference. Remember, it's okay to ask for help, take things one step at a time, and celebrate every small victory. Together, we can create a world where everyone has the chance to shine. Thanks for reading. If you find this ebook helpful, share it with someone who might need it. Let's keep the conversation going. Resources and next steps. Ready to learn more? Here are some awesome resources to check out. Books. The Dyslexic Advantage by Brock and Fonette Ide. Thinking Differently by David Flink. Websites. Understood.org, great for parents and teachers. International Dyslexia Association, IDA. Organizations. Learning Ally. National Center for Learning Disabilities, NCLD. Next steps. For teachers. Start small. Try a new strategy in your classroom this week. For parents. Connect with other parents for support and advice. For individuals. Celebrate your strengths and keep exploring tools that work for you. Final thoughts. Special needs education isn't just about helping people, it's about creating a world where everyone can thrive. Whether you're a teacher, a parent, or someone with special needs, you have the power to make a difference. Remember, it's okay to ask for help, take things one step at a time, and celebrate every small victory. Together, we can build a more inclusive, understanding world. Thank you for reading.